What's up, guys? Welcome back to AOTA Picks. My name's Garrett. His name's Jesse. It's week 11, NFL. We're going to be breaking down all the games for you guys as normal. And then we will give our picks at the end of it. I'm thinking possibly going a little different for this podcast. Possibly we make a pick for every single game as we're going through.
I kind of like that. And then go.
Yeah, like we have to make like one pick on every game.
Yeah, I like that. And then go through our normal picks at the end, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. We can see how we do on all the games.
I'll ride with it.
All right. Well, that's the plan then. So let's get right into it then. So first game we got the Eagles going into Cleveland against the Browns. The Browns are 3-point favorites. Over-under is 47.5. So, I mean, in this one, it's looking like all Browns. At least it's feeling like all Browns to me.
Yeah,
the Eagles obviously haven't been impressive.
Honestly, and I like the Browns with the spread. The Eagles are really, honestly, the most disappointing and an inconsistent team in the NFL this year. They beat San Francisco that week. They looked amazing. And then the next week, they get blown out.
And like, that was it.
You know, and yeah. There have been reports about Wentz and, like, that he's just, like, unmotivated. And you know what? I would agree. But in his case, I kind of understand why. I mean, you watch Nick Foles win a Super Bowl while you're sitting on the bench. You get hurt the next year.
Injured.
And you watch him go to the playoffs again. And then they draft a quarterback in the second round. So, you know, if you're Wentz, why would you want to play for this franchise?
I mean, but also, like, you have to play well, though.
Yeah, and he hasn't
but you
played
still
well.
Have to play well. He has not.
Yeah, he hasn't played
so
well.
In his last two games, he's only averaging 5.2 yards per attempt. He has one pass of more than 20 yards in the last two games.
What was it, incomplete?
Probably. Well, I mean, one completed pass of more than 20 yards in his last two games.
Honestly, I was so surprised last week with the Giants. I was so surprised last week with the Giants. The Eagles stunk last week.
They got smacked last week. The Giants fucking gave it to them.
Also,
big time.
After losing last week, they're 0-7 against the spread after a loss. The Eagles are. They're 1-6.
That's a good nugget there.
They're 1-6 against the spread after losing.
Interesting.
But again, this is only a 3-point spread.
Yeah, it's really small. The Browns have failed to cover in their last four as well. But they've won close games lately.
-3.
That's been kind of the Browns' MO.
And the Eagles.
And also, they would have covered against the Texans if Nick Chubb doesn't step out the 1 yard line.
If you were a Browns better,
just fucked over Browns betters.
If you were a Browns better last week, I'm sorry. I feel horrible.
Brutal. He really had to do you like that.
I took him at 2.5 on Sunday morning. Thank God.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cashed in on that one. But big news for the Eagles here. Miles Garrett is out. He has the vid. He's positive. So Carson Wentz not going to be getting just absolutely traumatized by the best pass rusher in the league right now. That's a positive.
Yeah, is it though?
I mean, it is a positive. I'm not saying it's going to win the game for them, but it is a positive if you're the Eagles.
Yeah, but you know what? Their defense is still very good and can still pressure without Miles Garrett.
For sure.
He's still going to get hit
all day. Yeah, for sure. Then the biggest thing here, too, the Eagles have the 26th ranked rush defense in the league. I mean, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt both just ran for over 100 yards last week.
It's going to be a field day.
It's going to be a field day. It's going to be a field day there.
It's going to be lovely.
Yeah, I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland. Just let Cleveland run the ball, build up a lead.
Yeah.
Then second half, if Cleveland has a lead, the Eagles are fucked because they can just run the ball and keep the ball out of Baker's hands. Then the Eagles have to give the ball to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, which honestly,
and you're fucked.
In that situation, I'd rather give the ball to Baker than Carson Wentz.
I would too, which is really saying something.
You never thought you would ever say that.
Yeah, you're not in a good spot.
You never thought you would ever say that. But, yeah, that's the truth. I agree.
It is. And that's not saying anything good about Baker either.
No. Not at all.
Baker's been bad. Yeah. All right. Let's move on over. So this game got real interesting today. We got the Falcons going into New Orleans. The Saints are 3.5-point favorites. Over-under's 49. Taysom Hill's your starting quarterback, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you think about the move there? I don't get it. I really... I understand Jameis is Jameis. I do. I really do. But listen to this stat. Ready?
Okay.
In their respective careers, Jameis Winston is 1570 for 2559 with 19,000 passing yards, with over 19,000 passing yards, 121 touchdowns, and 80 interceptions. Taysom Hill is 10 for 18 with 205 and a pick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How do you give the ball? How do you give control to your team to a guy who's thrown less than 20 passes in his whole career? He's 32. He's thrown less passes than his
team. It's a great question.
Sean Payton must know something we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact Sean Payton is in love with Taysom Hill so much, like, there has to be something. Well, we already know there's something special, but, like, from a QB standpoint, like, there has to be something there. Sean Payton's too good of a coach.
And honestly, there has to be something there. I'm surprised the line hasn't flipped.
Yeah,
it's still
-3.5.
Saints, I would take Atlanta. Saints, you know?
The Saints are still a good team, and they dominated Atlanta earlier this year when they played each other.
I'm never going to bet on the Falcons. But, I mean, come on. How do you not consider it?
I mean, consider it, but... So, last game when these two teams faced off, Saints held the Falcons to 49 rushing yards on 25 carries. Saints, on the other end, they had 115 rushing yards on 29 carries. Alvin Kamara, 7 receptions, 83
Who
yards.
Who started a quarterback for the Saints?
The Saints had their number. Drew Brees, of course. Of course.
I'm talking more on the Saints defense here. Oh,
Saints defense is going to run them over.
I would take New Orleans by some points, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I would take New Orleans by some points here. I think it's -2.5 is -160 around there. That's a good enough bet for me.
That seems right.
That's a good enough bet for me.
Me too.
I mean, -3.5 is +105 right now. I mean, really, Taysom, just dump the ball off to Kamara, give it to the all-time slants leader. And maybe they'll be okay. And you know what?
I don't know. Honestly, I like the Saints at -3.5 as well.
Yeah.
I think Sean knows something we don't, and I think Taysom Hill's gonna have a field.
The other thing is, you know, you designate a starter, right? You say, hey, Taysom Hill's your starter. That means he plays on the first play. You know, first drive, second drive doesn't go great. Here comes Jameis. I don't see a problem with it.
It does. I also think Jameis was going to have a huge, huge game this week coming into it. I thought Jameis was going to ball the fuck out. So, if Taysom doesn't work out, they have to go to Jameis early. Like, I think they're going to be fine.
You know, the other thing was maybe when Drew got hurt last week, they didn't like the way Jameis orchestrated the offense.
Could be.
Was another thing
because
I really
last year,
at.
Too. I think it has to be something along those lines. It has to be something that they just don't like Jameis that much because Drew missed five games last year. And Teddy, Drew missed five games last year. Taysom Hill didn't start any of those games.
But why?
I know Teddy.
I mean,
that's an interesting argument too. Who's better, Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston? Like, that's a legit argument.
I would say Teddy.
You would say Teddy, but Jameis was the 30 touchdown guy last year.
Yeah, 30 picks.
I know the interceptions were there, absolutely, but still.
I don't disagree with you. And the other thing is, if they bring in – they re-signed Taysom Hill this offseason for a lot of money for a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And they brought in Jameis.
There's a reason.
If you're bringing in Jameis to be behind Taysom Hill, what the fuck is the point of bringing in Jameis?
Yeah, I think they have to like the way Taysom's passing the ball some, or I don't know. Maybe they're saying that they're going to start Taysom Hill. And then he's going to end up taking like
the first three snaps,
40% of the snaps, and Jameis takes 60%, something like that. You know what I mean?
You know, that's the other thing. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think we're still going to see a good dosage of Jameis Winston.
Yeah, so do I. And I think that if Taysom takes the first snap, he's technically your starter.
Yeah, exactly.
Can do a wildcat the first play of the game, and here comes Jameis for the rest of the game. And I would not be surprised if Sean Payton did that also. Because think about it.
So it's going to be a really interesting
thing. Atlanta's perspective. You say, hey, we're starting
Taysom Hill. All of a sudden, dude, your game plan changes. You have to figure some shit out. How do you game plan for
that? Right, no. But let's say you do say you're starting Taysom Hill. You make this quick game plan because they said it today. You make this quick game plan for Sunday, and then here comes Jameis.
Yeah, exactly.
Atlanta's screwed either way.
No, Sean Payton's just fucking with everyone's minds on this. I kind of love it. It's a smart move. Also, if Jameis Winston is playing, Michael Thomas is going to fucking eat.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas is eating.
If Taysom Hill plays, I'm not so sure he eats.
Yeah, definitely. Also, interesting fact, if you have a fantasy league on ESPN, I'm assuming this is already taken, but Taysom Hill still lists as a tight end.
Oh my god, I would put him in right away.
I tried to pick it up. Someone beat me to it this morning.
So did I. Couldn't get him in any league. Not one. Yeah. He was gone in every league.
Hilarious move. All right, let's move on over to the next game. We got Bengals going into Washington against the football team. The football team are 1.5-point favorites. Over-under is 46.5. All right, favorites. Bengals, 5-0 against the spread after a loss.
How are they favorites? How is Washington a favorite over Cincinnati?
Alex Smith did just throw for about 400 yards. That's one thing.
I don't care. How are they a favorite?
I don't – that good defense. Honestly, though, every single time an NFC East team is going against a non-NFC East team, I'm taking the non-NFC East team. Especially if they're underdogs.
So I'm
taking the Bengals here, to be honest
with
you.
I mean, no Mixon again, right? I believe no Joe.
It's looking that way. So they have like three guys questionable on their offensive line right now. They have like four different DBs questionable. Then Joe Mixon is. I think he's probably not playing at this point.
I believe Joe Mixon is out. You know, Bernard's been playing well, though. I don't really think it makes a difference.
It doesn't make a huge difference in my mind.
The Washington secondary isn't good. Boyd should eat. I think Boyd's going to eat.
It's just Chase Young going up against that O-line, but I don't know.
Watch out, Joe.
I don't know. It's the same story every single week. The Bengals are 6-3 against the spread, so
yeah, watch.
They've survived through the shitty low line.
Watch out, Joe.
Yeah, watch out big time. Battle number one versus number two also kind of interesting. All right.
I like the Cincinnati +105.
Oh yeah, picks for this one. My bad. Cincy money line. I was gonna say Bengals +1.5, but I'll go money line too. I like the Bengals money line.
The spread right now is one and it's even.
Yeah, I've seen 1.5, but same thing. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Almost a pick. Washington slightly favored.
Yeah, I mean,
but I do like the Bengals to win. All right. So Lions are going into Carolina, and I can't find spreads, over-unders.
Anywhere.
I saw some, but, like, consistently there's not really any spreads out yet. Reasoning, Bridgewater, Stafford, both game-time decisions. McCaffrey's out. Golladay and Amendola just got announced both out.
Swift is out also.
There's just a lot of injuries. Swift is also out? Yes. Fuck, man. There's a ton of injuries in this game.
I think FanDuel
I don't even know how to talk about it.
FanDuel has it at... Oh, wait. Some of them are fluctuating. Like, FanDuel has the Lions at +3, and one has the Panthers at +2.5.
I saw ESPN had, I think they had 2.5 as well.
This is a crazy game. And, you know, if both quarterbacks are out, I'm so uninterested.
Oh, big time.
You only watch the Lions to watch Matt Stafford.
Dude, who's that guy, the Panthers backup, Walker? I think something like that.
Jay Walker. I love that guy.
Yeah, I've seen that guy You love that guy? I've seen way more than I need to with that guy this year.
That guy last year won me so much money. We did a – me and my friends did a pick pool for the XFL. And I had Houston. And
that, he's an XFL guy.
And he was on the Houston Roughnecks or something. They won every game last year. Won me like $150. Thank you, P.J. Walker.
All right, fair enough. P.J. Walker, ride with, real deal.
And
fair
you know
enough.
What? If it's P.J. Walker versus who the hell knows for Detroit, I'm going to go with P.J. Come on, P.J.
Yep, fair. But yeah, I mean, there's just – it's too early in the week to make a decision on this. When both quarterbacks are game-time decisions, like how the fuck are you supposed to decide where you go?
It's going
to
be Chase Daniel versus P.J. Walker. No thanks.
Oh, is Chase Daniel the Lions backup?
Yes, sir. I just looked it up.
I'll ride Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
Just career backup.
Oh God.
All right. Our next game we got the Steelers, 10.5-point favorites going into Jacksonville. Over/unders 46. So the Steelers, 1-10 against the spread as double digit favorites under Mike Tomlin. They are 7-4 outright as double-digit favorites. Something to look at, possibly.
There's not
home underdogs this year are also home underdogs of 10-plus points, 3-0-1 against the spread this season.
That's pretty interesting.
No one's covered by more than double digits.
That's pretty interesting. There's no way I don't take the Steelers here, though.
Yeah. Pretty much. Personally, I want to stay away from this game for me, like, actually making a pick. I am going to pick the Steelers.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bet on this game. Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah. Okay, if you guys want to lock this week, you spend $55 to make 10 on the Steeler money line at minus 550 to lock.
That's about as much of a lock as you get.
Right. I kind of like the over in this game, too. Pittsburgh almost covered the over last week by themselves against Cincinnati. Yeah. And
dude, Big Ben just has weird games though. Yeah. And like Big Ben has COVID like every single day of the week, basically.
He's
now
playing better when he has COVID.
What I'm saying. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. If Big Ben's got to sit out practices to play better, that's fine.
Fine with me.
Go ahead and do it. Yeah. But, fuck man. Jake Ludden against the Pittsburgh defense. Not going to be good.
Not going to be good. Plus it's
but he has surprised already, yeah. So who knows?
And it is in this game is in Jacksonville, so it is a 1 o'clock start.
It is in Jacksonville.
It is a 1 o'clock start. Probably easier for Pittsburgh to just come in there, whoop them, and then hop on the plane.
I can't imagine the Steelers are going to get up for this game, though. Like, how do you get fucking hyped up for this game?
You see what Tomlin said this week, that it's like a MAC team. We're not a Big Ten team playing a MAC team. And Ben was pissed about that. You know, Ben, they were talking about it on ESPN. Ben was pissed.
Was he? Interesting. A little trouble in paradise.
He's a MAC quarterback. Miami of Ohio.
Right.
So, you know, you don't.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ben was not happy at that comment.
Not taken lightly to the MAC slander.
Yeah, I love the MAC. MAC's the best conference in football, no cap.
MAC-tion's great, bro. MAC-tion's great. Best time I got a buddy playing for. I got a buddy playing for Ball State. I love MAC.
I watch them every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Great.
Fantastic. Fantastic scheduling this year.
Outstanding. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on over to a rematch of last year's playoffs. We got the Titans going into Baltimore. The Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. Over-unders 49.5. So, I got to be honest here. I'm liking the repeat of last year. I'm at least taking the Titans spread.
Me too. And you know what? I'm going to buy some points. Maybe get it at 7.5. I don't see how you don't.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't see how you don't.
No, I mean, Ravens, after that performance against New England, I get there was a hurricane on the last drive of the game there, but still, I mean, that was despicable.
The whole game was despicable.
The whole game despicable.
And you know what? Lamar and the critics are true. And they make fun of him, and he says, make me throw, let me throw. He can't throw. He really can't.
No.
No. So you're going to go against Derrick. No. I mean, granted, New England's defense last week played very well. They ran a whole lot of nickel and dime the whole time. They had four.
But if you're the Ravens, you should be able to run on that. If you can't run on that, that's an issue.
They had 4 to 5 spies on Lamar every play. Genius. Worked.
If Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins can't fucking run that ball up the middle, though, that's an issue.
And the Patriots were out without Lawrence Guy.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this week the Titans are without Clowney. Hurts.
Does it?
Not that big of a difference
for me.
It's really
not this year. I mean, last year, yeah, Clowney has no sacks this year. Zippo.
Yeah, he's more so just like a name out there.
Yeah, like, he doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not using him against this game.
Then something to look at, too. Lamar Jackson, 5-11 against the spread as a home favorite in his career. And the Titans, Vrabel as an underdog has been fantastic as a coach. Just everything's pointing towards the Titans for me in this one.
Yeah. And you know what? Derrick Henry is going to have a game. He's been quiet the last 2 weeks.
I think so. I mean, the Patriots just ran all over Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't
see. And fucking, what's his name on the Patriots? Damian Harris. Is that it?
Right.
Yeah. Damian Harris is not Derrick Henry. Let's get that clear. And he just ran for about 120 on Baltimore's defense.
You think that Damian Harris was good against Baltimore? Wait till you see Derrick Henry.
Wait till this week. Yeah. So I love Tennessee here. I think they just have the better team overall this season. The Ravens are not impressive.
You know,
I mean, 4-5 against the spread of the Titans, granted, 3-6 against the spread. Not great.
You know what? And the Ravens, the Ravens somehow are still favored to win their division.
Yep.
Steelers win 2 more games, it's over.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I really don't get it. People are just, they're so scared to hop off the Ravens ship. I'm off it. They're going to make the playoffs, of course. They're going to be a wild card, but they're going to lose. Not making it past round 2. Just not. All right. Let's move on over. Patriots, 1.5-point favorites going into Houston. Over-under's 48.5.
I like it.
I like New England. I'm going to have to go with the Texans on this one. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to go with the Texans.
How?
I just think... So, New England did look better last week, of course, than they have. But, I mean, I just think they're not a good team. They're overall just not a good team. Deshaun Watson still playing fucking great this year. I just trust Deshaun over New England's offense a lot more.
I can't disagree with you there, but I trust New England's defense to limit Deshaun all over the field.
They might. They definitely might. And, I mean, the Texans' run defense is terrible. Awful. New England's been able to run the ball successfully the last couple weeks. So, I definitely could see the Patriots winning this game. I don't like either team, but I am leaning Texans because of Deshaun Watson. I think he's the best player on the field in this game. Maybe Stephon Gilmore, but, you know, quarterback means more. So, I'm going Deshaun in this one.
The Patriots' defense is, you know, it's Belichick. They might not win games like they have. I mean, they lost a few games this year, but they didn't get blown out. They never get blown out.
Yeah, that is true. They lost even against the Chiefs, fucking close game.
Okay, they got blown out by the Chiefs, but that's the Chiefs. Different.
No, that was like, I'm pretty sure they still covered in that one though.
I believe they lost to the Bills by 3. They got blown out by the Niners. That was just a debacle of a game. But they lost to Seattle by 5.
Niners have had some weird games.
They lost to Seattle by 5. On the last play, Cam was short. They lost to Denver because of Cam. Not because of the defense.
Yeah.
So, if the offense can produce at 75%, I still think they could beat the Texans.
All right. I mean, it's honestly, these are two, like, shitty teams just overall. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm leading Texans. Like I said, I think it's anyone's game, really.
When
I was looking over this game, I was surprised how good of a season Deshaun Watson's having.
I'm not. He's Deshaun Watson.
Like, he's Deshaun Watson, but just, like, because of how bad the Texans were, I thought he was having a good year, but I didn't realize he's on pace right now to set career records in almost every single category. He's an 18-5 touchdown to interception ratio.
That's his best in his playing career.
Playing for a terrible team without DeAndre Hopkins. Like,
no, it's
Deshaun's a fucking dog.
Yeah. It's like all those years where, like, Matt Ryan and the Falcons weren't good. But, like, Matt Ryan is still good.
Matt Ryan was good.
Right.
Same with Matt Stafford and the Lions every single year.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing, yeah.
So props
to Deshaun.
Romo and the Cowboys. Romo was always good. If he was healthy.
Romo was always good. If he was healthy. Yeah. Shout out Tony Romo.
Hey, Tony Romo.
I had a fat head of Tony Romo in my room when I was like 7 years old.
Poor guy.
Swear to God.
Tough.
Okay. Moving over, we got the Dolphins 3.5-point favorites going into Denver. Over-under's 45.5. This is the first time the Dolphins have been a road favorite since week 3 of 2017. Wow. And well deserving of it too, let me say.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are a good team this year.
And it's very I'm not surprised. You know, Brian Flores is a great coach. They really
apparently, man, fuck.
Tua looks
apparently
good.
He is. Tua looks good. Tua's covered 3 out of 3 times already. Tua looks good.
Tua looks good. And you know, with Tua looking good. And that defense being a Belichick pretty much run defense. It's the same schemes. It's the same everything.
Even got your classic Kyle Van Noy in there.
Yeah. I like Miami with the points this week.
I do too. I don't even want to buy down to 3.5. Like, I like Miami by at least a touchdown.
You know, and it's going to be good. It's going to be nice weather tomorrow, Sunday in Denver.
Beautiful.
I
love Miami here.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of tough because, like, Drew Locke does kind of go back and forth with, like, how he performs. But Miami's defense has been really good.
Really good.
And they've been really good against
really
way
good
better
team.
Quarterbacks than Drew Locke.
Oh, they killed Goff. They killed Herbert.
I mean, they exposed Jared Goff.
That was awful.
Dude.
But you
they
know
exposed
what?
Jared Goff.
Brian.
They held the Cardinals to, like, to a decent amount there. Like, they played the Cardinals well. So, I mean,
you know, and
yeah, I like the Dolphins defense a lot.
Flores was on that staff when they beat Goff in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Showed a lot that week.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that when they went against the Rams.
Where Goff put up three, fucking goose egg.
Goose egg, bro. So, yeah, I mean,
love the Dolphins.
You got to. How about, dude, the Dolphins really might win that division.
I already have a bet on Buffalo, so I'm sticking with Buffalo. I was heartbroken last week. But
yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
you got to give credit where credit was due. That was the greatest catch I've ever seen.
That was insane. And then we turn around and lose this week. So
let's not talk about last night.
Okay, we won't. I'm good with that. All right. The Jets are going into LA against the Chargers. Chargers 9.5-point favorites. Over-under is 46. Sam Darnold, doubtful. We're going to get Joe Flacco again, it's looking like.
And are we going to get elite? Are we going to get elite Joe Flacco, or are we going to get Denver Joe Flacco?
I think we're going to get Denver Joe Flacco until probably the fourth quarter, since it's against you guys here. But
yeah, I would take the Jets spread. I'm not betting this team. I would take the Jets.
No, spread. I'm with you. I'm saying take the Jets spread. Just do it.
I mean,
it's the Chargers.
I put $100 the other day on the Jets to go 0-16, and this is the one game I'm nervous about.
As you should be.
Yeah.
As you should be, dude. This is probably one of my favorite stats I've heard in a while. So there are 3 teams in the NFL who haven't lost a game yet by more than 1 score. It is the 9-0 Steelers.
The Chiefs.
The what? 8-1 Chiefs.
And
the
2-7
Chargers.
That's my voice. Always.
And the fact too that Miami was blowing you guys out, like that game was pretty much a blowout.
And we come back and don't lose by two scores.
Yes, you come back and make it an 8-point game at the very end. Just for the scores. Fantastic. It's fantastic. But yeah, I cannot in good conscience take the Chargers by 9.5 points.
Everybody is back this week. They have a full healthy team. I'm not sure if Eckler's playing this week. I don't think so again. But Bosa's back. Balaga's in. Turner's in. Chris Harris is back. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers cover. I just can't literally see it until Sunday.
I would say in terms of Anthony Lynn's job, the Chargers should cover.
Yeah, but they won't because fuck Anthony
If they're not Lynn. Winning by at least 10, then I mean...
Screw Anthony Lynn.
So
screw
that's,
Anthony Lynn.
That's exactly why cover. I would take the Jets spread here. It's exactly why I would
take it too.
All right. Next game, we got the Packers 1.5-point favorites going into Indianapolis. No, over
Indy's
under 51.
Indy's favored.
They are favored. I wrote that down wrong. You're right.
Indy's favored minus 1.5.
Yes. Packers going into Indianapolis. Colts are 1.5-point favorites. Excuse me. Over under 51.
Good catch. I'm taking the Pack.
Good catch.
Go Pack, go.
Are ya? Okay.
I'm never betting on Phillip Rivers.
You know, that's fair. And I'm going to take the Colts in this one. Not because of Phillip Rivers, so I don't know if that qualifies for me not betting on Phillip Rivers. I don't think it does, but I don't know. This seems like one where the Colts defense just steps up in a big way, and like we start having some question marks about the Packers after this game.
You know, I could see it. I wouldn't be surprised, but I feel like Green Bay has to win this game. Not really, because technically their division is so out of place.
In terms of playoffs, they do not for sure.
No, because they could probably lose out the rest of the year and still win the division.
Yeah, I mean, if they went 7-9, like they would have a pretty solid shot at winning
the division.
Yeah, so, definitely. I mean, this is a huge game for Indianapolis though, because them and the Titans are fucking neck and neck right now. This is a huge game.
I mean, Indy's in first place.
And the Titans going against Baltimore, that's a tough matchup too for them. Like
Indy's in first place at 6-3. And Tennessee's tied for first at 6-3. So I mean, both of these teams gotta step it up to really try to make their way into the playoffs.
Yeah. But I'm just falling in love with the Colts defense at this point in the season. I think Phillip Rivers starting to do enough not to fuck over games where we're seeing the Colts actually winning like important games and winning against good teams now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like the Colts here.
I agree. I mean, I like both teams. That's the problem. I don't know. I think the Colts secondary is worse, but the Packers defense is not good. So
not at all.
It's going to be – I think Rodgers is going to have to keep them in the game the whole time. And you know what? You changed my mind. You're right. The Colts defense is really good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean
– because, like the Packers have won games – like, they've won most of their games because Aaron Rodgers just outscores the other team.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't work all the time.
Against good defenses, it hasn't worked.
Right. I see it.
All right. Let's go on over. Cowboys going into Minnesota. The Vikings 7-point favorites. Over-under's 47.5.
Give me the points.
Yeah.
I like the Vikes.
I do too. I mean, the Cowboys, they played the Steelers close. That was interesting. But the Vikings are better. They're just way better. They're way more talented. If they come out to play, they're going to beat the shit out of the Cowboys.
Yeah, if Kirk Cousins can actually not shit his pants this week, he'll have a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Props to Kirk Cousins. Played a pretty good game Monday night.
He played a very good game Monday night.
Because they really did like shut down Dalvin Cook, and the Vikings passing game is what took him over the top in that one. Yeah, exactly. But, dude, Dalvin Cook's going to have a field day this week, though. Against Dallas. Ooh.
A field fucking day.
Big time.
Maybe a joke. Gonna be a joke.
A little trend if you want to look at it. overs are 4-0 in Minnesota this season, and each of the last 8 Cowboy games coming off a bye has gone over.
Yeah, but that's Dak.
It's Dak, and this is the first bye week with McCarthy, so that one not so much, but.
And goddamn Garrett Gilbert.
Just throwing out some trends. And Garrett Gilbert.
Andy Dalton has COVID. Very true.
Really?
Andy Dalton tested positive for COVID after he was hit with a concussion. Tough.
The fuck? So.
So he had a concussion and then he gets COVID.
They better hope he wasn't in any quarterback room.
Is he starting this week?
Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Well, apparently not anymore if he was.
Andy Dalton looked good for Dallas Cowboys back in practice, so I assume it'll be Dalton this week.
Oh, so does he not have COVID?
He had COVID right after the concussion. After he
so
gets
he's
hit.
Good now.
I guess.
So more than... Yeah, yeah, okay. I heard early in the week we were getting Andy Dalton. So it sounds like Andy Dalton is starting.
I think he should play Gilbert. Played well. Played well against Pittsburgh. He really did.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Dalton sucked every game this year. I think you got to try it.
But also you did pay Andy Dalton already, and your season's already over. So, you know, like, try and get something out of
him. Try to get draft position.
See what he's worth. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. It's if Andy Dalton's healthy, you kind of have to go with
right?
him, though. But yeah, I think the Vikings absolutely steamroll this game.
Steamroll.
All right, let's bring it over. Sunday Night Football. Chiefs, 8-point favorites going into Vegas.
Are they even playing?
Over under 56.5. You might have heard some news I didn't hear. What's happening?
Well, Vegas's entire defense is pretty much on the COVID list. Over 60% of the entire team is on the COVID list for the Raiders.
Okay, I'm trying to look into it. I don't know. I'm not seeing a whole lot right now about it.
10 of the 11 players on the Raiders defense are listed as followed with COVID. Corey Littleton, Clint Farrell, Arden Key, Kendall Victors, David Erning, Malik Collins, Jonathan Hankins, Jonathan Abram, LaMarcus Joyner, Isaiah Johnson, and Trent Brown.
Does this say if they're on the COVID list or tested positive?
Two have tested positive, which are Littleton and Farrell.
Okay.
Rest okay. have all been in very close contact with the two.
Yeah, so that's how guys end up getting on the COVID list is being in really close contact. So, I mean, it's probably going to be depending on what they test right before the game on whether or not they end up playing.
Move this game to Tuesday.
Yeah, honestly, it's Sunday night too, so I think there's a good chance they end up flexing it because you're not going to miss your fucking Sunday night game.
No way.
Yeah, no way. No way.
Let's
just break it down, assuming that we're playing as normal, I guess.
Do you have odds?
I got the odds I got was Chiefs by 8. Over under 56.5.
I don't like it. I think the Raiders can cover.
You don't
cover.
Like the Chiefs here?
I think the Raiders can cover.
I just...
They beat them last time.
Maybe 8. No, I know. That's why I like the Chiefs, though. I don't see the Chiefs getting exposed by a team twice in the same season, especially
I mean, yeah,
not the Raiders.
And especially if you can buy some points, lower that spread, maybe get it at... Can you get it at 6.5? Can you get it at 7? Yeah.
That's a lot to... 7 you should be able to. 6.5 is a lot to buy down from, but...
I would take it at 6.5. I wouldn't take it at 8.
Yeah, you're talking me out of it, actually.
Think about it. Kansas City will...
You're talking me out of it.
Most likely, Kansas City will win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah. 8 points for a divisional game.
It's tough.
I'm being talked out of it quickly. On the road, too. 8-point favorites on the road and in the division. Fuck, yeah. Okay. I'm off the Chiefs by 8. I'm taking Raiders +8 if I'm taking anything here.
I like the Raiders +8.
Yeah. You talked me into it. Josh Jacobs, though, been a fucking animal lately.
No, he's
been running the ball really well for the Raiders. So, I mean, if they can just pound the rock against the Chiefs and keep the ball in Mahomes' hands.
They'll be okay.
Which, They'll be successful. They'll be good.
They'll be fine.
I don't think they're not going to be able to put up as many points as they did last time against the Chiefs.
Oh, not a chance.
They're just going to have to hold on to the rock for longer, play better defense, like, if they're going to win. Because the Chiefs are going to fucking show up to play in this game.
Yeah, there's no way they don't.
Were you seeing everything with the bus that they took around Arrowhead to after the game?
Such assholes. Gruden's such a douche.
Yeah, so, I mean, Andy Reid's going to have the guys fucking up and ready
and
to,
ready to play. Gruden's asking for it this week.
Absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, I do love the Chiefs, but 8 points in the division against also a team with a winning record, it's a lot. It's a lot. I agree. Finally, we got Monday Night Football. Rams going into Tampa Bay. The Bucks are 3.5-point favorites. Over-under is 48.5. I think the Rams' defense is going to prove a lot in this game.
I think the Rams win this game.
I do too.
And you know, it's funny. Yeah. Me and my friend, we're playing each other in fantasy this week. So what we decided was, I picked up the Rams defense and he had Tampa. And we're the worst two teams in the league. So instead, we're seeing who gets the punishment pretty much this week. Let's go defense for defense. We're only starting the defense. So I need the Rams to win this week.
Savages, bro. Savages.
I need the Rams to win. Well, our punishment's awful, so I don't want to do it. We need the Rams.
This is actually a really interesting game for that, too. The Rams defense against the Bucks defense.
It
could very well go either way.
So, I mean, I think if Goff – McVay will figure out something. McVay's not an idiot. I mean, Goff sucks, but McVay's not an idiot.
Yeah. And I mean, the Rams offense hasn't been great, but like we've been saying, their defense has been fucking good. I mean, they exposed the Seahawks. Yeah, exposed the Seahawks last week. Seahawks. So yeah, I like the Rams here in the spot. I don't like Tampa Bay against good defenses, to be honest.
No, me either. And that's been shown. They didn't beat Chicago. They ran through Green Bay. Mm-hmm. They had a tough time against the Giants. The Giants' defense is good. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm just looking at this. The only bad game the Rams' defense has had all year was against the Bills.
Yeah, but that was an offensive shootout.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, every other game they've played, this defense has played pretty fucking well.
Yeah,
Except for, like the Dolphins, they gave up 28, but, I mean, the Dolphins had a punt return touchdown and a defensive touchdown. Like, their offense only put up, like, 100-something
yards. It wasn't even that the defense gave it up.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I love the Rams here. 3.5 points, too? Absolutely.
Thank you. Come again. Thank you. I'll take that. Yes, I'll take that 12 out of 12 times.
All right. You want to go first or second on the picks this week?
Up to you. I'll go first. Here we go.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to take the Steelers -8.5. Give me it. Just give me it. Titans +7. You know, I don't think Baltimore is as good as advertised. And I really think that Derrick Henry is going to come in and fucking just destroy them running the ball. You convinced me out of it. I had Packers +100, but now I'm going to take the Colts. I'm going to take the Colts and the spread. I'm going to take them 1.5, -105. I like it. Philip, come on, Phil, please. And you know what? He doesn't even have to throw the ball 100 times. Just play, just run. Yeah. Just run down Green Bay's throat.
Just don't turn it over. Just don't turn it over. Pick up their downs when needed. That's it.
I also, this week, I do like the Vikings -5. Buy some points down. Get them at 150. I like Cincy. I like the Cincy money line.
Okay.
I have a lot of picks this week.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I like Cleveland -2.5, and I like Miami -2.5.
All right.
That's it. No teaser this week.
Like it. No teaser? One okay. Teaser. Okay, no, I like the picks.
It might come out later this week, but right now, no teaser.
We have a lot of similar picks here. So I'm taking Browns -3 against the Eagles. Like we said, I think I was buying down half a point on that one.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I'd rather them win by a field goal than not cover my bet.
Exactly. Like, the Browns have been playing a lot of close games lately. Even, like, games that they kind of dominate on the field have been close score-wise. Yeah. So just play it safe, buy down to that 3, but they're going to win this game. Then I did the same thing as you. I bought up Titans +7 against the Ravens. I think Titans win, but, like, you're going to give me a 7 points. Absolutely, I'll take that. Next, I'm buying Jets to +10 against the Chargers. Anytime, I don't care if it's the Jets, I don't care who it is, if I can get a double-digit underdog against the Chargers,
I'm taking it
10 out of 10.
I'm taking it 10 out of 10 times. I agree.
This is a principle bet.
I agree.
This is an out-of-principle bet.
I agree, and I'm a Chargers fan. I agree. Take it or leave it.
Then I'm taking Colts money line against the Packers.
Yeah.
For all the reasons we discussed earlier. Love them here in this spot. Also taking the Vikings at -6.5 with them against the Cowboys. Vikings roll in this game, like we said. I was on the Chiefs. Talked out of that one. I'm no longer taking the Chiefs. I just don't like that 8 at all. I don't. Other than for my last pick, normally don't do Monday night ones already, but I already love this bet. I'm taking the Rams +3.5 against the Bucks.
Yeah, I like it. I'll probably still wait till Monday, but I might take that today. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are going to be on the Rams here too.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
I can't see too many people being on the Bucks 3.5.
Especially that after last week too.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
The Bucks steamrolled last week. They really steamrolled Carolina.
Yeah, and the Bucks are a team that just goes back and forth every single week. 1 week they're super team, the next week they're gonna
garbage.
Suck.
So I think this is just a garbage week.
I think so too. Against good ass defense, against good DBs, like Jalen Ramsey fucking shut down DK Metcalf, bro.
Oh my god.
You put him on locks. You put him on locks.
It was embarrassing by DK.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm excited to see
if he puts a receiver on lock, you know, they at least get 3-4 catches. DK?
No, he put him on lock. Yeah, he put him on lock. So, I mean, Jalen Ramsey against, like, Mike Evans, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Chris Godwin, I'll take it. Antonio Brown, I'll take it. Absolutely. Whoever you got to go against him. I mean, it doesn't help. Antonio Brown looked fucking good for the Bucks last week. Doesn't help, but.
Whatever. It's still AB. He'll probably get arrested this week or something.
And that's a decent possibility.
Well, I mean, he just got caught breaking a security camera. Like a week before signing with Tampa.
Before getting signed, yeah. Yeah, interesting. Looks like Tampa's just going to go ahead and move on right past that one. But
of course. I mean, why would they?
Of course AB's still up to this shit, bro.
It's AB.
What are you going to do?
Nothing about it.
All right. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
No. I'm okay this week.
Okay. Me too. Feeling good about it.
Yeah, me too.
Just ready for some fucking football, bro.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review. Also, make sure you go check out Dorm Room Sports and subscribe, rate, and review to that as well. And follow at AOTAPix on Twitter and Instagram and AOTA Media on YouTube. Thank you guys for listening. We're out.
Peace.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me.